Understanding White Label Crypto Card Issuers. Binance, Striga, and Monerium. White Label Crypto Card Issuers are infrastructure providers that enable Web3 companies to launch branded Visa or MasterCard programs without building the underlying financial stack from scratch. These banking-as-a-service, or BaaS, entities handle the complex regulatory, licensing, and payment processing requirements required to bridge blockchain assets with traditional merchant networks. Why issuer infrastructure matters. The rapid expansion of the crypto card market is not driven by individual wallets building their own banks, but by the maturation of middleware providers. As regulatory scrutiny from bodies like the FCA and ESMA intensifies, the role of these invisible partners has become the single most important factor in a card's reliability and jurisdictional availability. Understanding who powers a card reveals its true limitations, security model, and longevity. How white label issuers work. A white label issuer provides the plumbing for a crypto card, including the BIN, bank identification number, sponsorship, KYC AML compliance, and the real-time conversion engine that swaps crypto for fiat at the point of sale. The role of BIN sponsors. Every payment card requires a BIN sponsor, a licensed financial institution that has a direct relationship with Visa or MasterCard. White label providers like Striga or Binance act as the bridge, allowing a crypto app to issue cards under the provider's license. Real-time liquidation engines. When you tap your card at a merchant, a white label issuer's API triggers a just-in-time liquidation. The issuer checks your crypto balance, locks the price, sells the asset on an integrated exchange, and approves the fiat transaction, all within approximately 200 milliseconds. Market benchmarking and ROI math. Using a white label provider significantly reduces the time to market for crypto companies from 24-plus months to as little as 4 weeks. For the user, the ROI of a card powered by a major issuer like Monerium, focused on on-chain EUR, is found in the transparency of the exchange rate. Feature, church in-house build, white label, Striga banks. Okay. Regulatory setup, 500K, 2mem plus, included in SaaS fee. Launch time, 18-36 months, 1-3 months. Compliance risk, high internal. Shared, provider. Real-world implications in regulatory context. The jurisdictional reach of your crypto card is determined by the issuer's licenses, not the wallet's location. For instance, Banks provides the Crypto Life CL platform powering the Ledger CL card with UAB Monavate as the EEA account provider. The CL card is available in the US, EEA, UK, Canada, Switzerland, and parts of LATAM. Under MiCA, Markets in Crypto Assets, regulations in Europe, these issuers must now hold e-money licenses, EMI, or CASPI registrations, making the choice of partner a critical survival factor for any crypto card project. Common mistakes or myths. A common misconception is that the wallet app, e.g. Ledger, 1inch, or MetaMask, is the one holding your fiat funds. In reality, your fiat balance or the pending transaction funds are typically held in segregated accounts by the white label partner or their partner bank, such as Modular or Railbank. If the wallet app goes bankrupt, your funds are often legally protected under the issuer's EMI safeguarding rules. How this relates to crypto cards. On SpendNode, we categorize cards based on their underlying infrastructure because it dictates the fee structure and spend limits. For example, cards using the MasterCard network via a specific provider may have different international ATM fees than a Visa card from the same wallet app, but a different issuer.